Hello.
Yes, this is Lycan. Did you request a call back from customer service?
Yes. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm sorry. My name is Nicole Cox. I'm calling about a membership that you guys had took out my account.
Okay. One second, let me get it pulled up for you.
Okay.
All right, what's your zip code?
19132.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
My first name is Nicole. My last name is Cox, C-O-X.
And you said the first name is Nicole?
Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E.
And how much is the charge for?
59.
89.
59, 89, something like that. I'm not sure.
No, you're fine. I think this is you right here. Verify your address for security purposes.
3024 North Visal Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19132.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out. Looks like this is showing where you took a survey to try to win a mixer. Is that correct?
Just try to win a mixer?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I don't recall
it. Okay, so you're saying that you never received a survey saying that you could answer some questions to try to win a KitchenAid mixer through a sweepstakes entry?
Nothing that I had to pay for.
No, you're not paying for the survey. I mean, for the mixer.
So what am I paying for from you guys? Because I don't recall doing a membership with you guys.
Okay, so the membership is for Bites Hub. Basically, when you put your information in to try to win that mixer, it automatically signs you up for the Bites Hub meal planning app subscription.
A Bite, say that again, a who?
Bites Hub.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's an app that you would download to your phone. Just say, like, if you want to lose weight, you would have to, like.
Oh, child, no, that ain't even me. Making cheeseburgers every day. And I'm being honest with you, for real. I'm not even lying. Shit, I'm about to go get some Kentucky Fried Chicken right now. I ain't trying to lose no weight. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I can hear you now. My phone had went out. Yeah, so I don't recall that one.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, but yeah, so basically it looks like here you disputed that charge. Is that correct?
Yeah, I disputed it, but my bank is saying that you guys saying that I paid for this membership and it was mobile something, moderate lifestyle or whatever, and I don't recall paying for no membership or nothing. Like I said, I ain't trying to lose no weight.
Okay, did you take the survey?
My money back. I don't even recall. I take surveys, but I don't take nowhere, so I got to pay for anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you remember taking one to try to win a mixer?
Like a blender mixer?
No, like a mixer that you make cakes with.
No, I got ninja bullets and all that shit downstairs. No, I don't even recall it. I'm being simply honest with you, for real. I don't recall none of that. And I'm on a tight budget. I ain't got no $59.89 to be trying to put up for no mixer to win, no. I got all that shit downstairs, and I ain't trying to lose no weight. Well, how can I go and get my money back?
Well, being that you filed that dispute, and they already charged back to your account, we can't give you the funds back. If you had called us first and been like, hey, I didn't sign up for this.
I didn't even know who. I had to get their phone number from y'all. I mean, from them, the bank.
So why didn't they tell you to call us before you filed the dispute?
Yeah, I don't know, but I just talked to her today, and she told me to talk to you guys and see what you guys can do. Then I can call back and see if I can get my money back from them if you guys don't help me. I just want my $59.
They already know that you filed a dispute and we're not going to give your funds back. I'm not sure why they would tell you that.
Okay,
they should have told you that before you filed a dispute, not after.
Okay, so what can I do with you guys to get my money back? Because I don't even recall doing no mixer or none of that. So how can I go about that?
you at this point you can't. That's why I said you have to contact your card holder. Yeah, they actually got you doing it backwards. You don't. They don't. You can't contact us after you charge back, because once they charge you back, we can't refund it. Now, if you would have called us before, then we would have refunded it for you.
So is there someone else that I can speak to? Because I don't listen.
I mean, you can, but it's
no time. No, $59 be taken out of my account, and I don't have no money. That shit left me with $63. Can I speak to somebody else? Yes, like,
I mean, you can,
mom,
but
I don't have an income.
No, you're fine. I'm so sorry. Yeah, because I see that you never called in on your account. I do see it was just canceled due to the chargeback.
Yeah, when I seen it on my bank statement, I'm like, who is this? I called the bank, because I don't even know who. She said, they said it was Moderate Lifestyle, but I seen it on my bank statement. I'm like, Moderate Lifestyle? I ain't never done nothing for no Moderate Lifestyle. We all big as shit in here. No.
Yes, ma'am. But yeah, like I said, I'll transfer you to someone, but I'm just going to go ahead and let you know it's going to be the same information. Anytime anyone has a chargeback, there's nothing no one can do. We do not provide refunds for chargebacks. But if you want to, speak with someone, then
so when
you can contact your bank.
I contacted them. They told me I had to call y'all to see what I can do. They gave me your phone number. I didn't even know your phone number. I got it from the bank. They looked y'all up and gave me the phone number.
Yes, well, I mean, of course, they do that.
I just said lightly, like, that's for my motherfucking electric bill. Y'all tripping, so I need to speak to somebody.
All right, give me one second. Let me get the information transferred over for you. Just one moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, they should have told you to call before, not after.
I didn't even know the number before. When I seen that they gave me my money back, it got my card. And I seen that they reversed it. They said, well, we're going to go ahead and let's go ahead. I don't even know who these people are. So then y'all must have said, oh, yeah, she took it out and took a membership out. I don't even recall taking no membership out. I don't even have your phone number. I got it from the bank.
Usually they'll tell you to contact the merchant first before filing, just to make sure it's something you didn't do.
Yeah, and at that time, I was telling them I don't even know who the merchant is. I never heard of no Moderate. They gave one statement. It said Mobile Moderate Lifestyle. I never even heard of that before. I got the number from the bank today for y'all number. Yeah, I need my money back.
She said, I need my money back for you.
Yeah, I do. It's not funny. I really do. I don't have no.
I'm just
taking out my account.
I know.
Ninja blenders downstairs that I don't even fucking use. They live for 2 years. I don't use that. My mother gave it to me as a present. What I need to order more shit for? No. And I ain't trying to lose no weight. No. I need to speak to somebody. Somebody got to give me my money back.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry about that. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the information ready so you can speak with the supervisor.
Okay.
One second. I'm just still getting it right. Let me go back. All right, let's see who we have available for you. Just one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. one. Okay, I got someone for y'all.